My study was on the clinical utility of non-invasive prenatal testing, NIPT, and mitigating concerns from invasive prenatal diagnostic testing, IPD. The purpose of the study was to see if NIPT was associated with IPD and to assess patient characteristics that led to performing NIPT and IPD. This was a single-site retrospective observational research study consisting of site-level longitudinal analysis and patient-level cross-sectional analysis. For site-level analysis, we looked at trends of NIPT, IPD, and unique high-risk pregnancies between 2012 and 2018. For our study cohort, for patient-level analysis, we had women with a diagnosis of high-risk pregnancy between October 2015 and December 2018. Clinical characteristics and demographics were compared for the group of patients who received NIPT versus no NIPT and IPD versus no IPD. Whether NIPT is associated with a significant decrease in IPD was tested in a regression model selection process. Our results of our study found that we identified 11,562 new high-risk pregnancies between 2012 and 2018. We saw that the rate of annual NIPT increase exceeded the change in number of high-risk pregnancies, while IPD fluctuated without specific trends. As far as our patient-level cohort goes, we found that the NIPT group was dominated by commercially insured patients compared to no NIPT group. We also found that pregnant women who received IPD significantly differed from those who did not in proportion of commercial insurance enrollment and age. NIPT was not selected as an independent variable to predict the use of IPD. In conclusion, although clinical practice has acknowledged the value of NIPT, the utility of NIPT in mitigating concerns on IPD use is still unclear and will need further investigation. Our study confirmed that there is a disparity gap in access to prenatal screening and diagnostics, which further limits the utility of NIPT and other prenatal management strategies.